सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी वर सीइंग दैट कर्दम मुनि ही मेडिटेटेड फॉर 10,000 इयर्स एंड लॉर्ड केम एंड गिव हिम दर्शन एंड asked, what do you want? He said, this is my wish. He said, okay, I knew about it. And he fulfilled his desire that day after tomorrow, Manu will be coming with his daughter and he will offer his daughter as your wife. And you will get 9 daughters. And the 10th one will be, I will be coming. And I will teach Sankhya Yoga also to your wife Devahuti, and you can also come back to me, provided you follow in the Grihastha Ashram a particular way, if you act during that period, after Grihastha Ashram, you will come to me. He told her what to do. After that, Lord has gone back to Vaikunth. अथ संप्रस्थिते शुक्ले कर्दमो भगवान ऋषि आस्ते स्म बिंदुसरसि तम कालम प्रतिपालयन। वी आर इन वर्स नंबर 35 कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 21। हाँ, जस्ट रीकैप लिटिल बिट। सो लॉर्ड हैज गॉन एंड कर्दम वॉज वेटिंग वेयर बिंदुसरसी the Bindu Sarovar area, and waiting for Bhagwan, King Manu to come. Manuchandanam asthaya sautakamba parichidam aropya samduhitaram sa bharyah paratam mahim. And at that time, Manu started from his place. He mounted his chariot. And how is that chariot? Chariot is gold-plated chariot. Arupya, putting on that what? Duhitaram, his daughter, Sabharya, his wife, Parantan Mahim, and started traveling. Then, Tasmin Suvigna Anni Bhagavan Yat Samadhisa Upayad Ashram Padam Mune Sant Pratasya Tata Tasmin. On that, Suganva Vidur, Ani, on the day, Bhagavan, Yat Samadhi Sai, as foretold by Bhagavan. Whatever Bhagavan said, Parsu Aayenge, and he came on that day, appointed day. Upayad reached Ashram Padam, holy ashram. Mune, whose ashram? Kardam's ashram. Santa Vrata, उनका व्रत शांत हो गया, मतलब द व्रत इज कंप्लीटेड। व्हाट वाज द व्रत? फॉर 10,000 ये मेडिटेटेड एंड द लॉर्ड अपीयर्ड। सो तो व्रत उसका खत्म हो गया, शांत व्रतस्य ततः। ओके, देन वर्स नंबर 38 एंड 39।
यस्मिन् भगवतो नेत्रात् यपतन्नश्रुविन्दवः कृपया सम्परीतस्य प्रपन्ने पृतया भृशं तद्वै विन्दुसरो नाम सरस्वत्या परिप्लुतं पुण्यं शिववमृतजलं महर्षिगणसेवितम्।
यस्मिन् यस्मिन् इन् विच् भगवतो नेत्रात् फ्रॉम द नेत्रात् फ्रॉम द आईज ऑफ भगवान अपतत फेल डाउन व्हाट अश्रुबिंदव टीयर ड्रॉप्स केम आउट फ्रॉम द आईज ऑफ लॉर्ड व्हाई इट केम आउट कृपया बाय कंपैशन अच्छा संपरीतस्य भगवान गॉट ओवरवेल्म्ड why prapanna arpitaya vrisam by the surrendered one who surrendered kardam surrendered vrisam means extremely acha tadvai that indeed bindu sarah lake of tear so the few drops of tears became the bindu sarovar बिंदु सरोवर नाम सरस्वत्या परिप्लुतम सरस्वती नदी अराउंड द सरस्वती नदी परिप्लुतम ओवरफ्लोड पुण्यम दिस इज वेरी हॉली प्लेस आई मीन सरस्वती वाटर वॉज इन दिस बिंदु सरोवर बिंदु सरोवर इज सराउंडेड बाय सरस्वती रिवर सेम सरस्वती रिवर सेम सरस्वती पुण्यम शिवामृत जलम How is that? This is the holy. Shiva means holy, curing. Amrit jal, nectarial water. So Bindu Sarovar is curing nectarial water. Maharshi Gana Sevitam and many sages, they take that water. So the place was called Bindu Saras because the teardrops out of pleasure by compassion sarvyapi lord fell at that place seeing the tapas of kardam and some mahatma says he pitied kardam you know you meditated 10,000 years and you asked ek ladki do pity or some mahatma say no out of compassion, his devotion was so intense, tears came out. So that Bindu Sarovar was surrounded by the river Saraswati, having very sacred, healthy and sweet water and forming a favorite resort of many holy men and Maharshi drink that water of Bindu Saras. Even now people say if you drink that water, all the disease will be cured. Bindu Saras, it is famous for that. So Kardam did tapas, Lord appeared, seeing his tapas, tear came out of the pleasure from the eyes of the Lord. Tears of the Lord and Lord are not different. It is one and same. Tears of Lord and Lord is not different. It is one and same. So tear became Bindu Sarovar. It is Lord himself. Like Charanamrita. And the precipitation of the Lord Vishnu became Ganga. Precipitation of the on the toes of Lord Vishnu became Ganga, and Ganga is the purifying sins. Similarly, the tears became the Bindu Sarovar. And how is that? Shiva Amrit Jal. Shiva means curing. Amrit Jal. It cures, if you drink that water, it cures all your diseases. Shiva Amrit Jal.
पुण्यद्रुमलताजालैः कूजति पुण्यमृगद्विजैः सर्वतु फलपुष्पाढ्यं वनराजी श्रियान्वितम्
पुण्यं द्रुम पुण्यद्रुम पुण्य मीन्स पायस ऑस्पिशियस द्रुम मीन्स ट्री लता क्रीपर्स जालै क्लस्टर नाउ इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द ब्यूटी ऑफ दैट बिंदु सरोवर So Bindu Sarovar is surrounded by the trees, creepers, cluster of trees and creepers. And how are these trees? Punya tree. एंड कूजत पुण्य मृग द्विजयी, कूजत अटरिंग, पुण्यम ऑस्पिशियस, मृग एनिमल्स एंड द्विजयी, द्विजयी मीन्स बर्ड्स, द्विज मीन्स व्हाट, ट्वाइस बॉर्न, सो बर्ड्स आर ट्वाइस बॉर्न, फर्स्ट दे कम एज एन एग, देन आफ्टर दैट दे हैच आउट ऑफ दैट एग, द्विज. Brahman is also called, why? After Janeu, it is the second birth considered, because it is the now the entry into the spiritual line. And these? Dvij. Devangji know better. The second one is Dvij. Dvijai birds. Sarva ritu phalpa puspa adyam. Adya means rich. Sarva ritu, in all seasons. Puspa, flower. And phal, fruits. Banaraji, groups of the tree. Shriya, by the beauty. Anvitam, adon. So it was a beautiful place. So many things are there. The shore of the lake was surrounded by the clusters of pious trees and creeper, rich in fruits and flowers of all seasons. It gave shelter to pious animals and birds, which uttered notes of joy. It was adorned by the beauty of the groves of the forest trees. So as in the human being, we have got pious and virtuous and impious and sinful human beings. Papi and Punya. We say, na? Similarly, there are the trees also like that, and animals also like that. The tree that which gives you fruits and flowers in the seasons are punya. And the tree which don't give you fruits and flowers are not pious, they are impious. Similarly, animals also, they are pious animals and impious. Crow is considered as impious. Cow is
मत्वद्विजगणैर्धुष्टं मत्तभ्रमर विभ्रमं मत्रबर्हिनटाटोपं आह्वायन्मत्तकोकिलं.
मत्त ओवरजॉयड, द्विज बर्ड्स, द्विज गणै फ्लॉक, घुष्टं रिसाउंडेड, कंटिन्यूअसली दे आर चर्पिंग. मत्त भ्रमर, मत्त मीन्स इंटॉक्सिकेटेड, भ्रमर बीज, विभ्रमं वांडरिंग, सो बीज आर वांडरिंग. Matta Barhi, Barhi means the peacock. Matta, intoxicated peacock. What is they are doing? Nata, they are dancing. So peacock are dancing. Atopam, pride, pride, ahyan. Ahyan means calling, calling others. Matta Kokilam, and merry cuckoos. So these are the birds, they are all chirping there. Thus the area resounded with the notes of overjoyed birds and was the scene of the humming of intoxicated bees. Merry peacocks proudly danced and merry cuckoos called one another by sweet notes. Okay, next. What are the flowers there? 42 and 43 together.
Kadamba champika shoka करंजबकुलासनैहि कुंदमंदारकुटजैहि चूतपोतैरलंकृतं कारंडवैप्लवैर्हंसैहि कुररैर्जलकुक्कुटैहि सारसैचक्रवाकैश्च चकुरैर्वल्गुकूजितं.
कदम, नाउ द फ्लावर, नेम ऑफ द फ्लावर्स, कदम, चंपक, अशोक, करंज, Vakula, Asanai, these are all the names of flowers. So we don't have the English names for all these things. We don't have. So we have to understand that one. Kunda, Mandar, Kutajai, Chutpotei. Chutpotei means those who are the young mango trees. The young mango trees are also there. Alankritam, adorned. Alankritam. And what are the animals there? Animals or birds? Karandavai, ducks. Ducks. Plavai, this is another bird. Hansei, swan. Then Kurujai, Kurujai means ospreys. Jalakukkatai, waterfowl. Sarasai, crane. Chakravak, Chakravak is another word, Chakravak. Chakor. And then Valgu. Valgu means pigeon. Kujitam, birds they are chirping. So Bindu Sarovar was adorned by the flowering trees such as Kadamb, Ashok, Champak, Karanj, Vakul, Asan, Kunda, Mandar, Kudja, and the young mango tree. The air was filled with the pleasing notes of the Karanda, ducks, plovers, swan, ospreys, waterfowl, crane, chakwa, and chakor. See, these flowers create a suitable environment for the spiritual growth, you know. That is why these flowers' names are given. The smell, the fragrance of these flowers are helpful for meditation, for your sadhana.
Tathaiva harinai krorehi, swavit gavaya kunjarehi, go puchair haribhir markaihi, nakulai navi vibritam.
Tathaiva, likewise. Likewise, something more. Harinai, deer. Krodai, krodai means boar. Boar. Then, swavit. Swavit. This is porcupine. Gavaya. Gavaya means the nilgai. Kunjarai. Kunjarai. Elephant. Elephants. Gopuchai. Gopuchai means baboons. Then Haribhi, Haribhi means lions. Markai, what is Markai? Markat, monkey. Markat means monkey, Markai. Then Nakulai, Nakulai means mangoes. Nabhi bhi means deer, musk deer. Nabhibi Brittam, surrounded by these. So it was infested with deer, boars, porcupines, nilgai, baboons, lions, monkeys, mangoes, and musk deer. You see, the musk deer is not found everywhere. But in Bindu Sarovar, musk deer is also there. Musk deer is also there. So Gabbya is a cow. And it has got a, in the tail, there is a lot of hairs there. And those hairs are used for chamar. The chamar which we use here, na? They are supposed to be from the gabbya. Next.
Pravishyata tirthavaram adiraja mahatmajah dadarsham munimasinam tasmin hutahutashanam.
Pravishya, entering. Now Manu is entering there. Manu Samrat is entering the ashram. Tat Tirthavarma Adiraja. Tirthavar, entering the ashram of Kartam is not only a simple Tirtha. Tirthavar. Tirthavar is the best of the Tirth. Because Kartam had meditated and seen Lord there. So this has become a Tirthastan. Not an ordinary. Tirthavar. Adiraj. Adiraj. Adiraj means Raja. Adiraja means the first Raja. Manu is the first Raja. Adiraj. Sahatmaja. Sahatmaja means with his daughter. Sahatmaja. Dadarsa he saw. Whom? Munim. Asinam. Munim Kardam Muni. Asinam was sitting there. Saw? Muni Asinam. Tasmin hut hutasanam. Tasmin is in the hermitage, in that ashram. And what time was that? Hut hutasanam. After he has completed his morning oblations and all that. Morning sadhana is all complete. Then after that, he is seeing, he is sitting there. So Manu the first in kingly line entered that ashram of Kardam with his retinue and saw the sage sitting there after his morning rites. So what is this hut hutasanam? A brahmachari is supposed to do certain things in the morning to give the oblations. And you should get up early in the morning in the Brahma Muhurat, and all this sadhana is to be done at that time. Or chant his Isht Mantra, etc., etc. So this part he has already done. So Kardam Muni has got up in the morning. After completing his all morning prayers, he was sitting. At that time he enters. And what he sees, the first impression of Manu, he is seeing the description of Kardam.
Vidyotamanam vapusa tapasugrayujachiram natikshamam bhagavatah snigdhapangavalokanat.
One more line.
Tadvayahritam ritakala piyushasravanenacha.
Vidyotamanam, shining brilliantly. Vidyotamanam. Like Vidyut. Vidyut means electricity. Vidyotamanam. Vapusa. Vapu means body. His body was shining brilliantly. Whose body? Kardam's body was there. Why it was shining? Tapasya ugra yuja chiram. Chiram means for a long time. Tapas. Ugra. Terrible tapas he has, austerity he has done. For a long time, for 10,000 years he has done the tapas. Na ati chamam. Not very emaciated. Because of that 10,000 year meditation, so he was not become thin, dubla, patla. Not like that. Bhagavata snigdha apanga balokanath. Why he didn't become weak? Because of the Bhagavan's glance. He has seen Bhagavan face to face. See, even for 10,000 he has become weak. When the Lord saw him, that all weakness, everything is gone. Keval Bhagavan saw him, that's all. Not only chair. Tad vyabrit amrit kalap yusa sravanena cha. Also he heard sweet words of Bhagwan. Bhagwan gave upadesh also to him. Kya kya hoga, nahi hoga, everything he told. So because of the sweet words of Bhagwan and the glance of Bhagwan, his body was shining. Achha. So his body shone most brilliantly, though he had engaged in austere penance for a long time. He was not too lean in spite of tapas, because Lord's gracious glance falling on him. He had also heard the nectar flowing from the moon-like words of the Lord. The sage, next, 47.
Pamsum padma palasaksham jatilam chiravasasam upasam sitra malinam yatharhanam asanskritam.
Prasum. Kardam Rishi was tall. Tall prasum. Padma palas aksha. Padma palas? Aksha. Like padma palas. Like a lotus. Lotus petal. Eyes. Jatila matted hair. अब 10,000 साल तक शैंपू नहीं हुआ. मैटेड है,
मैटेड.
चीर वाससम, हैविंग रैक्स ऑफ क्लोथ. चीर वाससम, फटे कपड़े. चीर वाससम. उपसंसृत्य, हैविंग अप्रोच. मलिनम, सॉरी. वन महात्मा से ही बस स्मेलिंग ही बना, नो नो, ही डिड नॉट टेकन बाथ. But yatha arhanam asanskritam. But he was, you see how Manu is seeing. He looks like a gem which is not yet polished, you know. When the diamond comes out, people know this is diamond. But uncultured, not polished, not clean. Manu can see that he is a gem, but not polished. Nahaya nahi hai, no dress and all that, matted here, nothing. Will you give your daughter to this fellow? Very difficult. The sage was tall, his eyes were large like the petal of lotus, and he had matted locks on his head. He was clad in rags. He looked like a priceless but unpolished gem. Unpolished gem.
Atho rajam upayatam nridevam pranatam puraha saparaya parja grinhat pratinandhyanurupaya.
Now Kardam is receiving Manu. He has to receive. So atha then utajam upayatam. Utajam means ashram. Upayatam means approach. Nridevam. Nridevam. Monarch. Nri means human being. Dev means Raja. Nrideva. Raja is also called Nridev. Pranatam puraha. Pranatam bow down. Raja bow down, pura in front, saparyaya with honor, paryagrinath received, pratininda greeting him, anurupaya befitting of a king. Now Kardam received him. He then received with the due respect the king who made prostration. King who made prostration. Dekho, would be Sasur Manu. अभी बातचीत नहीं हुआ है बट ही इज प्रोस्ट्रेटिंग टू कर्दम कर्दम एंड प्रेजेंटेड बिफोर हिम आफ्टर प्रोसेशन ही प्रेजेंटेड बिफोर हिम ओके
गृहीतार्ह नमासीनम संयतम प्रीनयन मुनि स्मरण भगवदादेशम इत्याह श्लक्ष्णया गिरा.
Grihit, grihit means received. Then arhanam, honor, asinam, a seat, sanyatam, remain silent, preenayan, delighting muni, muni means says, smaran, remembering, bhagavat adesam. Now muni kartam is remembering the ades, the whatever instruction Lord has said that he is going to come and his purpose is this and this. So literally, aha, slachanaya gira. Slachanaya means in the sweet voice he said. Kardam is going to now speak. So what he is going to say, we'll see. So after the king was thus honored, seated and rested, Kardam began to talk to him very cordially, remembering commandment of the Lord. Now Kardam said, verse number 50.
नूनं चंक्रमणं देव सतां संरक्षणायते वदाय च सतां यस्त्वं हरे शक्तिर्हि पालिनी.
Now see the topic of discussion. Kardam is telling Manu Bhagwan, Manu Samrat, that what is the duty of Raja? When somebody comes as in our house, we discuss politics, corona and all that, we start discussing. But here the discussion is about, you are Samrat, what is your duty? Nunam surely chankranam tur, dev lord, satam of virtuous sandrakshanaya your. What is your duty? Your duty is to protect those who are virtuous. Those who are virtuous, that is your duty to protect. And badhaya, kill. Bad karo. Kiska? Cha asatam. Those are not virtuous. Those who are wicked, Raja is supposed to kill them. Yah tam hare sakti hi palini. Because you are treated, you are getting the sakti of the power of the Hari. What is the, the duty of Hari? Dharma sansthapana arthaya, sambhavami yuga yuga, and before that, paritranaya sadhunam, that is the job of Bhagwan Hari. And Raja is considered as representative of Lord, representative of Lord. Hare Saktihi Palini, so you are protecting them. So the tour you have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons. since you embody the protecting energy of Sri Hari. Badhaya. You see, we have to learn, I mean, know this thing, because many times children ask these questions to us. Raja kills. At that time, they used to go for shikar and kill animals. Why? Because one of the duty is to kill the wicked. So to kill the wicked, you have to have a practice. Na, kebal dhanush baan hone se, you can't kill. First time if you shoot the arrow, you want to hit someone and the arrow will go that side. So you have to be always in practice. So when they used to kill the animal, so that was their practice. Whether the animal is running, I am running after, like a wicked person is running away and I am running after that and then shoot him. So that was the Kshatriya Dharma. He has to follow his Kshatriya Dharma. So the killing of animal is not sin, that you have to understand. For Raja. Why? He has to rule the country, he has to protect the sadhu, satam, and asatam, the wicked, he has to kill them, destroy them. So it is for the good cause, for the eliminating asatam, indesirable. Same thing we have seen. Bhagwan also does the same thing. Paritranaya sadhunam.
Yaharka indu agni indra vayunam yama dharma prachetasam rupani sthana adhaste tasmai shuklayate namaha.
Tasmai shuklayate namaha. Now, kartam is prostrating to manu. Te namaha. I am prostrating to you. Achcha. Why is he prostrating? Yaha, yaha means you who, arka. Arka means sun. Indu, Indu means moon. Agni, fire. Indra, Indra Bhagwan, king of all devatas. Vayunam, Vayu God, Yamadharma, Yamraj, Prachetasam, Varun, God of Waters. Prachetasam. Rupani Sthan, Rupani. Rupani means Rup, form. You take these all forms. Bhagwan Vishnu takes all these forms, different forms, Sthanam. Adhasse, you assume it. Tasmai Suklayate Namah, to him I prostrate. So Kardam is seeing Raja Manu as the Supreme Lord who takes different devatas form as and when required. So he assumes as a Surya Devta, Chandra Devta, Indra or Vayu Devta, Varuna Devta or for ruling or for exercising the Dharma, Yamaraj. So all forms are your forms only. Salutation to you who are only the manifestation of Sri Hari and Vishnu, who assumed according to the need of the time and the situation the forms of the sun, moon, Agni, Indra, Varun, Yam, Dharma and others. Normally Brahman is not supposed to prostrate, so salute Kshatriya. Brahman is not supposed to prostrate or salute Kshatriya. Who is Brahman? Kardam is Brahman. Who is Kshatriya? Raja is Kshatriya. Manu is Kshatriya. But why he is prostrating? Because he is considering him as a roop of Bhagwan only. Bhagwan takes different roops. Now Raja is also a representative of that God. Therefore, considering Raja as a representative of the Lord, he is prostrating. Lord is always worshipful. In all cases, Lord is worshipful. So when representative comes of Lord, he is also worshipful.
नायदारथमास्थाय जैत्रं मणिगणार्पितं विस्फूर्ज चण्डको दण्डः रथेन त्रासयन्नघात्।
53-54 also.
स्वस्वैन चरणाक्षुण्णं वेपयन् मण्डलं भुवः विकर्षन् बृहतीं सेनां पर्यटस्य अशुमानिव तदैव सेतवः सर्वे वर्णाश्रमनिबन्धनाः भगवद्रचिता राजन् भिद्धेरन्वतदशुभिः।
न यदा, न मिस नॉट, यदा व्हेन रथम आस्थाय, रथ चैरियट आस्थाय, हैविंग माउंटेड, जैत्रम विक्टोरियस, मणिगण अर्पितम, क्लस्टर ऑफ जेम बिडेक द रथ विच इज बिडेक्ट विथ ऑल ऑर्नामेंट्स, विस्फुरजत चंड कोदंड ट्वैंगिंग, विस्फुरजत मिस ट्वैंड, एंड ही हैज गॉट अ बो एंड एरो एंड दे ट्वैंग इट एंड देयर sound comes. You have not seen that. Tankar, he said. Have you seen dhaniya dhuniya in India? One who, and they have got a something, what is that called, a boat, everything, and a string is there, and whenever they go in the different locality, they will do the tankar. So people come to know your, he is around. So you can give your pillows or bed and all that. What they call it? Again they open it and
take out all the cotton, and
cotton, and again the dust has to come out and
then it becomes fluffy.
Rathena by rath, trasayan aghan. So whenever you mount your rath, and by just listening the sound of rath, aghan, the papi, the sinners, they all get terrified, frightened. Like when we listen to the siren of the police, if you are chore, what will happen? You will get frightened. Na? Now the police are around. So immediately at that time, the rath was there. Raja is coming. Oh, bop, bop. So be very careful. Swasainya, own soldiers, charana chunnam, the trampling feet of the soldiers. So, like the soldiers in the march, have you heard their feet? Cut, 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 cut. So, charana chunnam, bepayan mandalam bhuva, as if causing tremble on the earth. Vikarsanam, leading, brihatim, high, senam, army, paretas, roam about, Ansumanib, like the brilliant sun. Ansuman means sun. Like the sun is going, when you go on your chariot, then it trembles, as if the earth trembles. Ansumanib. Tadev, then certainly, Setava, the religious court, survey all. Varna Ashram Nibandini. Varna and Ashram. There are four Varna and four Ashram. Nivandini, obligation, Bhagavata Rachita, it's created by Bhagwan. So who created Varna? Bhagwan. Who created Ashram? Bhagwan. Rachita Rajan, Vidyaran, Bata Dasyubi, Vidyaran, they would be broken, but alas, Dasyubi, by the rogues. So if you did not mount your victorious jeweled chariot whose mere presence threatens culprits, if you do not produce fire sounds by twanging your own bow, and if you did not roam about the world like the brilliant sun, leading a huge army whose trampling feet cause the globe of the earth to tremble, then all moral laws governing the Varna and Ashram created by the Lord Himself would be broken by the impious people. Now, it is the duty of the king to protect two things. One is the society and another is the spiritual order. Social order and spiritual order, both are to be protected by the king. That is his duty. But nowadays we don't talk about the spiritual part. So Lord has made four jati. How he has made four jati? Based on sattva, rajas and tamas gun. We made into casteism, another thing. But sattva, rajas, according to sattva, rajas and tamas, Lord made Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. This is required in the society, this is required in the company, this is required in the government, and this is required in the human body also. And nobody can destroy it. Nobody can destroy it. We require all four types of person to run a soul. And for a spiritual order also, we have got four ashram. This is for the ultimate salvation. We have got the Brahmacharya. What is to be done in Brahmacharya? Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam. And Grihastha Ashram? Taduditam Karma Sanushtina. Whatever we have learned how to act in the world, we have to do that in the Grihastha Ashram. So if you follow the Veda or Bhagavad Gita and act in the world according to their instruction, what will happen? What will happen? Mind will be purified. Mind will be purified means the vasana will be coming down. If I don't follow, what will happen? Vasana will remain same, plus it will increase because I am not following the instruction of Veda. Clear, na? Yeah, this is very clear, na? If we follow Veda, in Veda or in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the all actions should be for the my happiness. All actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Then only in the Grihastha Ashram, slowly, 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 vasana will come down. But if I don't do that, why I'm not doing? There can be two reasons. First thing, I don't know. I have not studied Vedas. I don't know. I am acting in the world, I don't know. Or secondly, knowing also, I have got the option of not doing. No, nobody is going to come and force me. So knowing also that this is to be done, still I don't do it. That choice also we have got. So if you don't do this, then what will happen? The old vasanas are still there. And because of your wrong procedure of action, you are increasing your likes and dislikes, your vasanas, raga and dvesha, you are increasing. In the human form, we are supposed to reduce the vasana, reduce the raga and dvesha. How it can be reduced? Only one method. Only one method. By action. It can be reduced by action. Why it can be reduced by action? Because the impressions and everything, raga and desha, are caused by our past actions. Is it not so? Those vasanas are all accumulation of past actions. So by actions we get bound, by action also we can get liberated. So action is common. So action, if it is for the Lord, it will reduce your vasana. If the action, same actions are done for your own selfish motive, it will increase. This is Grihastha Ashram. So purpose of Grihastha Ashram is to reduce your vasana. Reducing your vasana means what? Purifying your mind. Purifying your mind. So purpose of Grihastha Ashram is purification of mind. Then in the third ashram, what we are supposed to do in the vanprastha is concentration of mind, making it single-pointed. Chitta ekagrata. So Grihastha Ashram is for chitta suddhi and vanprastha is for chitta ekagrata. Chitta ekagrata. When this thing happens, then in the fourth ashram, you will get knowledge. So this ashram vyavastha is also made by Lord. In 100 years, in the first 25 years, you study Vedas. Next 25 years, you act according to the Veda, so that you purify your mind. And then in the third 25 years, you concentrate your mind. And in the fourth 25 years, you get the knowledge. You come to know Lord. So four ashram and four varna created by Lord. So in human form only, one can spiritually grow. In human form only, one can spiritually grow. So which society is advancing? We measure it by growth and comfort to citizen, isn't it? So material growth, first world, we say America is first world. Why? Materially. We measure it that way. But the real advancement is the spiritual growth. Brahman like Kardam were engaged in advancing the spiritual cause. What Kardam was doing for 10,000 years? Sitting in meditation? He has grown spiritually. He has seen Lord also. He is Mukta. And the Kshatriya king Swayambhu Manu saw that all the facilities were provided for the spiritual growth, and that was the duty of Raja. Raja's duty is to protect Sadhu. In Treta also we find Vishwamitra and other Rishi Muni, they came to Ramji, protect us because we are not able to do the Dharma. We are not able to do your Yajna because all the Asuras are creating problem. So you have to come and protect us. So it is the duty of king to protect Sadhu and destroy all Asadhu. Achha. So Varnasam created by Lord can't be closed or covered. They will remain. They will remain. Both this Varnas, whether you like it or you don't like it, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra will remain. So all Varnas are needed for individual, body, society, government, company, and all countries it is needed. Okay.
Adharmascha samedhete lo lupairvankushair nibhi shayane tvai lokoyam dasugrasto vinangshati.
What will happen if the king does not act according to his duties or responsibility, whatever is given to him, he doesn't act that way? Then adharmascha, unrighteousness, this will increase, adharma will be more. Samedhete would flourish. Lolupai means hankering for money. People will be hankering for the money. When Brahman and Kshatriya are not protected, Vaishya will grow. Brahman and Kshatriya are not protecting each other, then this Vaishya will lolupai. Vankusai means without any control. Nribhi means the by men. Uncontrolled. People will be doing adharma. Uncontrolled they will be. Then sayane tvai. When you lie down to rest, lokoyam, this world, dasyugrasto, attacked by the miscreant, vinasyati, will perish. The world will perish. So if you give up all the thoughts of the world situation, if a Raja gives up all the thoughts about the world, ki mera dharma is to protect both the social order and the spiritual order, then what will happen? Unrighteousness will flourish, for men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Such miscreants would attack and the world would perish. So when varna and ashram is being extinguished, world is being governed by unwanted people and not kshatriya guided by Brahman. Ye hoga. If you want to remove this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, what is going to happen? The world will be controlled or ruled by unwanted people. Unwanted people, not Kshatriya. It should be ruled by Kshatriya. And Kshatriya should be guided by Brahman. And Brahman should be protected by Kshatriya. That's the order. So Lord has described the duties of four varna in Gita. Four varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, slok 42-44. The duties are given there. What the Brahman should do, what Kshatriya should do, etc., etc., etc.
अथापि पृच्छे त्वं वीर यदर्थं त्वं इहागतः तद्वयं निर्व्यलीकेन प्रतिपद्यामहे हृदा
अथापि इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल दिस नाउ कर्दम इज सेइंग ओके बात हो गई आई टोल्ड यू व्हाट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ राजा पृच्छे आई आस्क यू वीर यदर्थं त्वं इह आगतः वीर वैलियंट किंग त्वम पर्पज फॉर विच यू हैव कम हियर नाउ टेल मी व्हाट व्हाई हैव यू कम हियर तद वयम तद मीन्स दैट वयम मीन्स वी निर्वीर्यलीकेन विदाउट रिजर्वेशन निर्वीर्यलीकेन प्रतिपद्यामहे हृदा वी विल कैरी आउट प्रतिपद्यामहे कैरी आउट हृदा विथ हार्ट एंड सोल So whatever is the purpose of your visit to this ashram, please tell me now. Purpose he knew. Usko toh pata hai kyun aaya hai. So you please tell me. So in spite of all this, I ask you, O valiant king, the purpose for which you have come here, whatever it may be, we shall carry it out without reservation. So now, Manu will tell that we'll see in our next class.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Sanghitayam Tritiya Skande Ekavinshodhyayah Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate ओम शांति शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः